Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, Maggie Carner, Director of Life and Health Ministries for the LCMS. Good morning, Maggie. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, great to have you with us again this morning, and really excited to talk about the 2015 LCMS Life Conference. Joining us also in studio this morning, Tracy Quatham, Project Coordinator in the Office of National Mission and LCMS Life and Health Ministries. Tracy, good to get to talk with you again. I think last time we talked, we were out in Kansas City at the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference. So good to have you with us in studio this morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's kind of funny. We had to travel 200-something miles just to get to have a chance to talk. And now we're back in the studio and talking about traveling another, I don't know how many miles, to Washington, D.C. for the 2015 LCMS Life Conference. Maggie, tell us about your involvement with the LCMS Life Conferences in the past.
Well, we held one. Actually, we had one years ago, back in 2005. We held a bioethics conference in St. Louis. And over the years, it's becoming more and more important, I think, to stand with our partners in the pro-life fight. And every year, we've encouraged LCMS participation in the National March for Life in Washington, D.C. And a couple years ago, in 2013, we thought, hey, why don't we just make use of the fact that we've got all these Lutherans in one spot and not only show public support for the pro-life cause, but also learn at the same time. So we held our first LCMS Life Conference in 2013 in Washington, D.C., the day after the March for Life. So we're doing the same thing this year, but our responses after the last one was that people wanted to learn more. They wanted 2 days of education. So this year we've got the first day, which will be everyone joining together in the National March for Life, you and 30,000 of your other pro-life friends from across the country. And then the second day, we will have, second and third day, we'll have education from some of the greatest speakers that I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear these people. And then a banquet in between where we get to feature some of the LCMS pro-life mercy work that's going on through some of our registered service organizations.
So it's an opportunity to not only attend the March for Life, but an opportunity to gather with others and learn about, hear from some great speakers, those who serve in a variety of positions that have done research in various areas, great writers and speakers, and really learn from one another, and also an opportunity to encourage one another.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. The first day is what everyone is all excited about, and that's the March part where you're out in the cold and, well, you're smashed. We lovingly call it the Shuffle for Life instead of the March for Life because there's so many people you can't really march. You're just kind of moving in the crowd, and that's what makes it so cool. And when you get to the top of the hill by the Congress and you get to the top of the hill and you turn around and you look back and you see just the thousands and thousands of people following you and thousands of people in front of you, it just takes your breath away. And it's a real shot in the arm.
Absolutely. And last year, I did not attend last year, but seeing the photos, especially from our college students, some of the photos of our college students out there on the march or shuffle, as you call it, holding up signs, saying that they're the pro-life generation.
Absolutely.
That was encouraging.
And all of the research, the polling that even non-pro-life organizations have been doing have been saying that increasingly our younger generation is far more pro-life than our or my generation was. It's just they understand, they know that they were an ultrasound once. Their picture, their ultrasound picture is in their baby book. So they know that they were an unborn child at one point. And there's no fooling these kids. They know.
So who all might want to attend the LCMS Life Conference 2015?
Anybody who is a baptized and confirmed LCMS Lutheran, or anybody, you don't have to be an LCMS Lutheran, anybody who believes that and is convicted that every life matters should be there.
Tracy, tell us about your involvement with the LCMS Life Conference 2015. Well, and what your work is in the Office of National Mission. You do all kinds of behind-the-scenes things that you don't get a whole lot of credit for, right?
I came on to Life Ministries just before the 2013 conference. That was actually one of the very first things that I did. So that was a really exciting way to become part of the group. The estimates from the 2013 March for Life were 650,000 people together. So that was really a wonderful, wonderful experience.
So you run here at the International Center, kind of keeping everybody connected. We've got our LCMS Life Ministry folks all over the country. And so you do a nice job of keeping everything connected. And you really see what happens with registration in terms of LCMS Life Conference.
Right. And this year registration is going very well. I would not be surprised if our numbers filled the auditorium that we have, maybe exceeded it a little bit. Mm-hmm. So if you have not registered, I would encourage you to do that soon.
Very good. Well, we'll get some registration information here in just a little bit about how to register for that. The conference, what are the dates of the conference, Maggie?
Thursday, January 22nd, which is the anniversary of the passing of Roe v. Wade. So that's the National March for Life. Mm-hmm. So that we consider that day one of the conference because we open with the divine service and communion, and then we all go together to the march. And then January 23rd and January 24th are the final 2 days of learning.
Why is it important? You mentioned how the day begins with divine service, the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion. Why is it important that the day begin with that?
Well, first of all, you need strength because you're going to be, it's a long haul. I mean, physically it's very cold and it's a long shuffle. So you need strength and you need to be in the right frame of mind. You need to be full of the Lord's love. We're doing this not out of anger or out of frustration. We're doing this out of love for the very least of these. And we're reminded of that in the divine service. Pastor Christopher Esgott, who has handled our worship in the past, will be returning to be our conference chaplain again. And we will be blessed by the music of Philip Magnus again, just like we were in 2013.
Very good. Tracy, tell us about the location of the conference, the 2015 LCMS Life Conference.
We're going to be in Crystal City at the Hilton there, very close. We'll provide metro tickets to get to the march in Washington, D.C. We'd like to encourage people, if for some reason you cannot attend the conference, to join us anyway for divine service before the march and still march with us together.
Very good. Well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we'll continue our conversation. Today, we're talking with Maggie Carner, LCMS Director of Life and Health Ministries, and Tracy Quatham, Project Coordinator in that office as well. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO salutes our day sponsor on this Friday, November 21st, 2014. Today's day sponsors are Jim and Marge Veland. Today's day sponsor has made a contribution to Worldwide KFUO in honor of their wedding anniversary. Once again, we say thank you to Jim and Marge Veland of St. Charles, Missouri. Today's Worldwide KFUO day sponsor. Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod recently said these words regarding the importance of the work of Concordia Historical Institute.
When you forget your past, you forget the gospel. You become locked into your own little part of time. As you study the past and know the past and know what happened in the past, you see God at work. And you see Christ.
Discover your Lutheran history at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration and action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
We are certainly looking forward to the next Law and Gospel, which is an open mic Friday. You have the opportunity to ask questions of items that we spoke of during the week, such as once saved, always saved. Or you can give me any question of a theological nature on your mind, and we will do the best to answer it.
Weekday mornings beginning at 9:30 on KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, November 21st, 7:44 Central Time. Today, we are talking with Maggie Carner and Tracy Quatham from LCMS Life and Health Ministries in the Office of National Mission. We're talking about the upcoming LCMS Life Conference 2015. It's Your Time to Stand is the theme. Maggie, tell us a little bit about the theme for this conference.
Well, it kind of goes along with a lot of different of the Synod theme for standing. We want to make sure people understand that we are standing up for what matters to us, and that kind of goes along with our emphasis on religious freedom and the sanctity of marriage between man and woman, and the sanctity of human life. So it's our time to stand, and never before has our culture been in such crisis and disarray. So it really is important for Christians to stand up and make their voices heard. So often we think that, we're silenced or bullied into being quiet because we're religious. But it's important for us to stand on these, especially on these moral issues in the public square, and make our voices heard.
Tracy, since this is a conference, there obviously are going to be speakers there. Who are some of the speakers that will be presenting at this conference?
Well, we're bringing back some of the LCMS favorites. President Harrison will be there. Carol Tobias, she's the president of the National Right to Life organization. And Molly Hemingway is a favorite among the LCMS. Mm-hmm. But we also have some really big names from the pro-life movement. Lila Rose from Live Action. A lot of people will recognize that name from some of the undercover work that she did in for Planned Parenthood. And we have Robert George from mm-hmm. Princeton University, who he's a Presidential Citizens Medal recipient. He is the one who actually drafted the Manhattan Declaration a few years back in the pro-life movement. So really some big names are going to be some good speakers.
So go ahead, Maggie.
In addition, don't forget we have our wonderful mentor Jim Lamb will be with us this year as one of our banquet speakers, and Trish Kagerbauer, who directs a place of refuge up in mm-hmm. In Wisconsin, and she has done hands-on frontline mercy work for the pro-life cause for years. And so we're going to learn about, from those two veterans of the cause and listen to them at the banquet.
What if you can't make it to the March for Life and the LCMS conference in D.C., maybe you live on the other coast? That time of year, flights can get a little pricey. What if you can't make it across the country that time of year? Tracy?
Well, all of the presentations at the conference will be recorded. They'll mm-hmm. be available for podcast afterwards. But if you live closer to the West Coast, the LCMS does have a presence at the Left Coast for Life March. It's held on that Saturday, the 24th of January.
Very good. And so that'll be out on the West Coast.
Right. In San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And will there be information on that on the website as well?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, looking ahead to the conference, you mentioned registration earlier. It's never too early to start thinking about registering for this event. Is this an event that some people, you know, the March for Life, is this something that the whole family comes to or just individuals? How do we go about preparing for this? What do we need to think of and look at registration, those types of things?
At the March for Life, you'll see all ages, mm-hmm. from babies in strollers to very elderly people marching along. And we'd love to have everyone at our conference. There is a youth rate, a little bit of a discount for youth who attend. And the registration right now is actually discounted a little bit until November 30th.
So you've got about nine days left to get that that early bird, that discounted rate. So you can register. That would be a nice Christmas present,
right?
Wouldn't it?
Right. Nice stocking stuffer.
Absolutely. Well, and so the conference registration includes all the presenters, all the speakers, and this will all be taking place at the Crystal City Hilton Hotel in Arlington, Virginia.
Right. All the speakers, most of your meals, mm-hmm. The March for Life, also a nice free bright green LCMS March for Life hat.
Warm. That's the important thing.
Keep you warm, and also then you can recognize just how many of us are there together marching.
It keeps us together, and we all go to the metro together. So the whole area is besieged by all these neon green-hatted Lutherans getting on the metro, and it's pretty neat to see.
As if our confession of faith wasn't bold enough, we wear bold green hats to identify
not
us.
Green, neon green.
Well, I will say, last year it was easy to pick out the Lutherans in the crowd in the pictures because
of those
bright green, those neon green hats. So you want to plan for, last year it was pretty cold, right, Maggie?
Yeah, it was really cold.
you want to plan for cold weather for this type of event, right? Right, Tracy?
Yes, absolutely. Bring your boots, your coats, and your green hat, and come join us.
Very
and
good.
And your long underwear.
Dress in layers.
I was at Target yesterday, and they have hand warmers for $1. So I bought the little, you squeeze them and get warm. So I'm going to put those in my gloves.
Hand warmers, good idea. Dress in layers, base layer, mm-hmm. another layer, maybe two more layers.
Yeah. We'll just
stay warm.
Big marshmallows waddle. Good waddle for life.
Good shoes. About how long is the march? What's the distance of the march, or as you call it, the shuffle? How long of a march or a walk is it?
Gosh, I don't know. It's probably a mile and a half, 2 miles. It's not that far. It just takes a long time because it's like a big herd of people.
It's from the mall, the National mm-hmm. Mall, to the Supreme Court. And so you do get to march past several important buildings in Washington. And like Maggie said, as you come up Capitol Hill, you can really see the magnitude of mm-hmm. the people participating.
So we're not talking about running a 5K or a marathon here.
Oh, no. We had people with disabilities walk with us last year. So, yeah. And, you know, I'm fighting cancer right now, and I'm hoping I'll be able to make it. So I think I'm going to bring walking sticks to make sure that that I can do it. So we'll see.
I'll pull you in my wagon, maybe.
All right.
Wagons, blankets.
For the wagon, yeah.
That would be great to see all people, all abilities, and Maggie, we're certainly rooting for you here and including you in our prayers and all those. And I think that, you know, when we think of this March for Life, we think of a lot of us think of unborn babies, but there is more to marching for life than unborn babies. They're certainly important, but that's only a part of the picture, isn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, Robert George, one of our speakers, he served on the Presidential Council on Bioethics, and he authored a book called Embryo, A Defense on Human Life. And he also speaks very wisely about end-of-life decisions as well. I mean, he understands that life is more than just the bookends of beginning and end of life. He understands that life is everything in between, too, and how we proclaim a respect for the gift of life that God has given us.
Tracy, were you
going to say something? I was just going to say it really is all levels of life. People with all abilities fall under the blanket of life ministry, and that we're really speaking, it's God's word for human life, not just our word.
Well, that's what we need is blankets, not just hats. We need LCMS Life and Health blankets too. Maggie, can you work on that?
Well, our budget's a little tight on swag, so I don't know if we can do blankets, too.
Well, we'll make sure that everybody is nice and warm with their bright green neon hats. And that this is going to be a great conference. And we're hoping, I can't say it yet, we're hoping maybe we can get the word out from the LCMS Life Conference on Worldwide KFUO while the excitement is going on there as well. It's going to be a great conference. 2015 LCMS Life Conference, it's your time to stand. January 22nd through the 24th in Washington, D.C. There's also the march going on the West Coast as well. You can find information about all of this on the website. What's the website again, Tracy?
It's www.lcms.org/lifeconference.
/lifeconference. You can find information on the speakers there, the registration. Now, lodging is something is separate from the registration, correct?
It is, but there is a link to our conference hotel. You get a little bit of a discounted rate by ordering along with the conference. So that's on the website as well.
Very good. So you could make all those reservations now, which would be a good time to do that so you don't miss out on that and don't have to walk or try to travel miles from one hotel to another. If you can get at that hotel, that's even better.
Yes.
Well, very good. Well, I think, is there anything else coming up in LCMS Life and Health Ministries that you all would like to highlight today? I know we're certainly focused on the conference and that coming up in 2015. Other things going on with LCMS Life and Health Ministries?
Well, we just had an infertility ethics symposium at the St. Louis Seminary, and those materials, actually, I'm sending them to be put up on the website today, so they should be available very shortly.
Great, great. Yeah, last time you and I talked, I think you were jumping in a car just about the time that we finished talking, so you could cruise on back here to St. Louis to go to that. So I understand it went well. I talked with Dr. Weiss, and it sounds like everything went really well. It was a great opportunity to begin this discussion that we should have had this conversation going on for a while now.
Some really amazing presentations, very well received. I think everyone that was there was uplifted and really more prepared now to talk about infertility issues in their congregations. Like I said, the presentations you can share online. If they aren't there now, they'll be up there soon.
In terms of the LCMS conference, the LCMS Life Conference, are there resources to help congregations get the word out or share this information with the members of their congregation? Are there resources to help pastors, share this with their congregations or others in there?
There are, and they are on the website as well. There are bulletin inserts, flyers, posters, things like that available.
So you can use those resources, the bulletin inserts, print those up and include them in your bulletin to help get the word out in your congregation's invite. Get a group from your congregation to go together to the LCMS Life Conference. But do it soon.
Right.
Because registration's going to fill up soon. So we want to make sure that, we want to make sure there's a spot for Maggie there. But Maggie, would you give up your spot if registration, was that full?
Absolutely. I'll camp out on somebody else's couch and just squeeze in the back. We should remind people that usually when the Life Conference is not going on, we have the Divine Service at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Alexandria before the march. And because the conference is going on this year, we will be having the LCMS Divine Service with Communion at the conference. There's no worship at Emmanuel this year.
Very good. So, good to know. So the Divine Service happens at the conference rather than
at
Emmanuel.
At the conference. Right. Right.
Good to know. Well, I have enjoyed the conversation and so looking forward to this LCMS Life Conference 2015. And you all are doing great work. I am excited. I get to talk with some of the speakers coming up on December 8th on Faith and Family. We get to hear from some of the speakers and just get a little preview of what they're going to talk about at the conference. Thank you both for being my guests today. We've had Tracy Quatham, Project Coordinator in the Office of National Mission, LCMS Life Ministries. Thank you so much, Tracy, for being my guest today.
Thank you.
And Maggie Carner, Director of LCMS Life and Health Ministries. Thanks so much for being my guest today. Maggie, it's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, God's blessings to you both and all the work that you're doing in terms of preparing for this LCMS Life Conference. We've got more His Time coming up in just a little bit. We're going to study the daily New Testament reading with Pastor Richard Pape from St. John Lutheran Church in Farmington, New York, in the hamlet of Pumpkin Hook. We're going to get into Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 through 21. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.